This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello?
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello. So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Normally, I ask, who's this? Hi, who's calling? I don't have to ask this because I already know that it's Bill. So please welcome Bill to the show. Hello, Bill.
Morning, everybody.
So there's a reason Bill is on with us this morning. He sent me an email last week. What was the very first sentence of that email, Bill? Do you remember?
Yeah, basically I said, I'm a fan of the show, and my wife has been having an affair with one of her coworkers.
it was literally like, hey guys, love the show, so my wife admitted she's been having an affair. And let me tell you something, as far as like attention grabbers go, that one got me. So, now your wife's name is Michelle.
Yeah.
And she's in the Navy.
Yes.
And the guy she's been messing around with is a coworker, so he's in the Navy as well.
Correct.
Okay. Now, how did this whole secret affair come to light? How did you find out about it?
Well, there was a ton of stuff, mostly stuff on her phone. And when I confronted her about it, I pretended that I already knew all about it. And she asked me how I found out. I was like, well, I didn't find out until you just told me.
Yeah, sneaky, sneaky, right? So she admitted to everything.
Yeah.
Okay. So now you're listening going, well, you know, what do you need Dirty Work for? She cheated. He caught her. Here's why. The guy that she was sleeping with, he's married too, correct?
Yeah, he is.
Okay, so unlike your wife, now that this little affair is over, he doesn't plan on telling his wife anything. After all, he's not the one who got caught. Now, how did you find all this out?
My wife told me. She basically ended things with him and told him that I knew about everything, and he should tell his wife. And he looked at her and said, well, I'm not the one who got caught, so I think I'll be just fine keeping things the way they are.
Oh, okay.
Meaning in secret.
Yeah, I guess so.
What is this guy's name?
Scott.
Scott, okay. And you tried reaching out to Scott's wife on Facebook, correct?
Yeah, I was just going to let her know what was going on, so I sent her a message, but she never wrote me back.
Okay, what did the message say? Was it like, hey, I know you don't know me, but your husband's cheating on you with my wife?
No, it said the part about we don't know each other, but all I put was, you know, I needed to talk to her about something important involving her husband, and she never wrote me back.
Yeah.
I mean, she probably thought it was like spam or some type of hacker. If I got a message like that, I wouldn't open it either.
Yeah, you know, and also, especially if it's from a guy. Like, I mean, if a random woman were to hit you up and say, hey, there's something you don't know about your husband, you might think about opening it, but not from a dude. Okay, so what's the plan here? You want us to expose this guy for the cheater he is?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, he ruined my marriage, and I don't think he should be able to just ruin other people's marriage and keep his, too.
Oh, yeah, no, I agree. I mean, otherwise he's just going to keep doing it to other people until he gets caught, which looks like it's never going to happen. So, all right, so maybe we can do, like, a little three-way call here where you call him up, and then you tell him, you know, hey, I know about the affair. Like, your wife admitted everything, and you're cool with it, but the whole time you're talking to him, we have his wife listening on the other line. So basically, he would admit to everything while she was around to hear it. So now what do you think of that plan?
Well, there's a couple of things wrong. First of all, I'm not cool with it. And second, I don't know how to get a hold of his wife. I got his number from my wife, but I don't have his wife's phone number. I only know her name.
Okay, well, that's no problem. We have ways of getting pesky little things like phone numbers.
Yes.
Here's what I need you to do, though, while we go to break. Okay, this is your little homework assignment. I'm going to put you on with Shag. We need this Scott guy's phone number. We need his wife's first name. And we need to know what kind of vehicle he drives. Like what color and what make. Okay, can you do that for me?
Yeah, sure. I just got to text my wife. It might take a few minutes.
Yeah, that's fine. We have a few minutes. We're going to go to break right now anyway. So when we come back, we're going to show you and everybody listening
just how easy it is for us to trick someone into giving us their wife's phone number next.
This is super sneaky stuff. Don't ever do this, what we're about to do. This is how you get somebody's phone number that you're not supposed to have from their spouse. Ready? Here we go.
Darling at random. Hello?
Hey, good morning. I'm calling to speak to Scott Parker, please.
This is Scott.
Hey, Scott. My name is Dick Button. I'm calling on behalf of Nationwide Insurance. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Great. So listen, the reason I'm calling you, I'm not trying to sell you any insurance or anything. I just wanted you to know that our company absorbed the insurance carrier that you were using for your automobile coverage on the Chevy Tahoe. So we're going to be your new policy carrier starting June 1st. Nothing's going to change about your coverage or your rates. You're still going to be paying the same price, and you're still going to get the same coverage. In fact, it looks like you're going to be getting more coverage for what you were paying. You're going to be receiving a welcome packet in a couple weeks in the mail, and it's going to kind of explain everything a little bit better. I just wanted to make sure that when you get something from us in the mail, don't throw it out and say, oh, I already have coverage, because that's probably from us, because we are your coverage now, okay?
Okay. And you said this is happening when?
June 1st. And there's nothing you need to do for the switchover. It's all automatic, so don't worry about that. Actually, the one thing I do need from you, it looks like, is a contact number for your emergency contact information section. I have the name Shannon down here for your emergency contact, but I don't seem to have a phone number.
Oh, okay. Hold on. It's 757-491-39.
Okay, great. So, like I said, you'll be getting something in the mail from us soon, and then when you get it, don't throw it out, okay?
Okay, sure. And this is from Nationwide, you said?
Sure, whatever I said it was. Thanks for your help, and have a great day.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, so, did you write that down? We got her number?
Yep.
Okay, you have 2.5 minutes to get her on the phone.
All right.
And to get her to agree to listen to the conversation we're
got
about
it.
To have, because we're about to get this guy to admit he's having an affair while she's secretly listening and he has no idea. Next.
Hello? Yeah, is this Scott? Can I ask who's calling? This is Bill Rogers. You had an affair with my wife, Michelle. I'm going to take it by the silence, but you're not going to deny that.
What can I do for you?
All I wanted you to know is that Michelle and I are going to stay together and work on everything, and I would appreciate it if you would leave her alone now. You guys had your fun, but we have a marriage to work on, and it's never going to work if you keep trying to get her to cheat again.
All right, well, I wasn't the one who started all of this, so she approached me.
I don't care how it started. All I care about is that it's over.
Well, that's not up to me. Like I said, she's the one who started everything.
Well, listen, man, I would hate to have to break up your marriage by sharing what happened with your wife, so maybe just stay away from mine.
So you're threatening me right now?
All I'm saying is it would really suck for you if your wife found out.
Well, she's not gonna find out.
How about no, Scott? I wouldn't jump to that conclusion so quickly. Scott, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, so listen, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. And right now, you're on Dirty Work Wednesday. Bill sort of set you up to admit that you were having an affair. So, I mean, now it's sort of out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, first of all, you guys are looking at a huge lawsuit for phone tampering. And second, I wouldn't worry about my wife hearing this because she doesn't listen to your trashy radio station.
Oh, wow. Well, she's listening today. Did you want to say anything, Shannon?
I want you in your car and back here in 20 minutes or I'm gone.
Somebody's listening.
Yeah, you guys are so f***ing dude. I hope you're ready to write a big f***ing check.
You mean like the ones that you're going to be writing every month for spousal support?
Here we go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.